is conditional use number 2361, Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a C1 general commercial district for a food truck to operate for a period exceeding 3 days, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Larissa and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.115 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the northwest side of Central Avenue, approximately 160 feet southwest of Canal Crossing Road. The 911 address is 19840 Central Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, and the tax parcel ID is District 334, map 13.20, parcel 20.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the staff analysis, a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I would note that we have received, bear with me, there is a 18 comments in total, and we also have a copy of ordinance number 2734, which is part of conditional use 2214, dated August 25th, 2020, and a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the chair recognizes Ms. Pete.
Thank you, Chairman Wheatley. Good afternoon, everyone. For the record, again, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing, and I'm here representing Beach Fire Brewing Company, trading as Revelation Craft Brewing Company. By way of background, Revelation, as some of you know, or maybe all of you know, has been operating in the county for about the past 9 years, and its business, its microbrewery actually operates on Central Avenue. That's basically across the street diagonally from this particular site. Its other location is located not too far from here, at its newest location in Georgetown. The Rehoboth location benefits from approximately 80 parking spaces, and its primary customer base is composed of patrons who visit on foot or by bike, as evidenced by the 60 bike parking spaces that are available. There's 3 bike racks, 20 spaces per rack. So today, Revelation is seeking a conditional use approval to operate a food truck at 19840 Central Avenue in Rehoboth. And it's designated as Sussex County tax parcel number 334-13.20. I think this is, in talking to Mr. Fuque, one of two applications on this street. And this area, if any of you have had the opportunity to visit, it's unique. There's a lot of different uses. It's very walkable. One of the first businesses there, I think, was the furniture store that exists off the corner. I think one of another most recent applications was on the corner, parcel 21. There was an events venue that had recently been approved. They have art shows and things like that. So the property specifically, if the layer was turned on, you'd see is zoned C1 general commercial and within the future land use area designation. I should also mention that today joining me is Madison Morgan, who's the manager of the Rehoboth location, and she also happens to be the daughter of one of the owners, Harry Metcalf, who usually accompanies me to these land use hearings on behalf of the company, and she's filling in today to answer any questions that you may have. If there are questions that we are unable to answer, we'll certainly get you those answers at a later date or prior to council. So as outlined in code section 115-77, permitted uses in the C1 district actually allow for temporary vendor stands, food trucks, to operate between March 15 and November 15 for the sale of food and agricultural products subject to receipt of a temporary vendor permit. The prior director, Director Cornwell, had determined previously that a food truck located and operated outside this time frame, the March 15 and November 15, falls under the special events category, requiring a conditional use approval for operations longer than 3 days. And so by that code section, a conditional use request is actually what is needed to seek this operation here. And some of you, I believe 3 of you, may recall that there was a similar approval granted on parcel number 25. It was 334-13.20-25, and that property had been owned, and I believe still is, by Anthony Crivella and Hal Dukes. And the application was filed for the same food truck back in 2019 and received approval in 2020 by ordinance number 2734. So that previous approval was sought. You'll notice from the information, the minutes, as well as the ordinance included in the record, that operations only were supposed to go until 2021. The lease of that property terminated primarily because the soils there were very sandy and it wasn't safe for patrons to go back there. They were sinking into the sand, it wasn't working, and an opportunity presented itself to rent this parcel and relocate the food truck here.
We conducted any soil tests on this site or?
No.
They were drinking and sinking.
Also, is this an opportunity to advocate for improved alcohol content porters? I'm just putting that out there. I'm not, yeah.
Thanks.
You know, a good stout.
Madison, I'll have to take that back to her dad.
There are not many good stouts in the area, anyway.
Well, request noted, yeah. So this particular request, while similar to the prior request, seeks to operate on a more full-time basis and for additional days and hours of operation. Like many local businesses in our area who used to operate on a more part-time and seasonal basis, now operate on a more full-time basis, are probably busier than ever with our present and growing population. So the food truck itself, which you'll see, there's an exhibit in the booklet that we submitted, is 8 feet by 22 feet, and the layout, as I said, is in your booklet. There's also a conditional use plan that was also is also in your booklet. It's prepared by Mearstone. There's not much to it. It shows the food truck placed on the site within the setbacks. There's a gravel area in front. There's also some bike racks there and two porta potties. There's no sewer water connection, all wastewater, gray water that's used, is contained and then safely disposed of by a commercial trash hauler. And as per the service level evaluation response, traffic impact was determined to be negligible. So as this commission knows, the code allows property owners to undertake certain uses by right, while others require conditional use approval for those uses that cannot be well adjusted to their environment without planning oversight. The purpose of a conditional use is to ensure that public or semi-public uses, which are essential and desirable for the community's convenience and welfare, are properly located and managed. If permitted to operate on an annual basis, the food truck, a public use, will continue to enhance the public character of the area located within this commercial district, along and near other public serving establishments, such as the outdoor special events venue that I mentioned, the furniture store, and also Tomato Sunshine, for example. Notably, too, of course, as you know, I believe that this is also located right off the bike trail as well. In light of the previous conditions that were granted in connection with the prior use approval, the applicant proposes a number of conditions that I'll submit into the record now. The first is that the use shall be limited to a mobile or temporary food and beverage vendor. The use shall comply with all setback and parking requirements. The use shall not be permanently affixed or attached to the property. All trash containers associated with the use shall be screened from view of neighboring properties and roadways. The use has to comply, of course, with any requirements of the County Engineering Department regarding wastewater and grease discharges. Hours of operations are proposed 11 to 9, Monday through Sunday. It's consistent with the hours of operation at the microbrewery across the street. And of course, a final site plan showing the location of the food truck will be subject to review and approval of this commission. And then, like the last time I was here, I have more additional letters of support. So I have 149 letters of support in addition to the 18 letters that are posted on the docket. I'm also going to submit these in. They are original copies. So that concludes my presentation. On behalf of the applicant, I request the commission's favorable consideration of Revelation's conditional use request, which if granted will continue to support and enhance the immediate area as it has in the past and continues to do, promote a pedestrian friendly environment and contribute to the local economy, immediate economy on Central Avenue. So that concludes my presentation and I can answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Okay, we'll see if anyone has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
Yeah, so Ms. Pete, just generally speaking, you know, this is supposed to be for temporary food and beverage vendors. I love a food truck as much as anybody does. Is there any plan for like a long-term, you know, permanent structure that isn't a trailer?
There has been interest in finding a more permanent location for the brewery, is how I would leave it. There was actually I can add, and this is public, that there was originally plans to actually locate where the events venue is currently approved. There are other opportunities in the area, and there may at some point be a more permanent structure. So I'm not sure this is necessarily a long-term solution, but this is what Revelation is seeking approval for now.
So it's for the pizza truck, right?
That's right. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's the same truck that it's the same truck that they've always had, Dunny's a Pizza.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Lots of positive comments. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Butler.
I have no comments, sir.
Ms. Wingate?
Just a couple. There won't be any music playing, will there? Or?
Not from the food truck.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And just one comment, the business license that's included in our packet is expired.
It's old, and there is a new
probably
one.
Probably because of the long time you had to
wait
to get it.
There is a new one that's in effect that I'll be sure to submit into the record before
sure
council. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mayors?
No questions, sir.
Okay. What else?
None for me, thank you.
Staff? Council.
Just one, with the iron oven. It was referenced in the prior approval. You know, it's C1, so, you know, somebody could really come in and build a restaurant and not have to have a conditional use. It's sort of a glitch in the system that for a food truck, you have to get a conditional use permit.
It's like a microbrewery.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. So.
Yeah.
And C1, so.
Yeah. I mean, I get it so that, you know, they're just not appearing everywhere, you know, and running afoul of parking requirements and everything else. But the point being that, you know, that it would be a permitted use and they would just be dealing with site plan had it just been a full brick and mortar restaurant. The only other question I have, just for the record, is the property, I guess, on the bottom left next to it, is that used residentially or commercially?
It's storage.
Okay.
Yeah.
The only reason I asked that is because on the site plan it showed the outhouses, which seems that's a funny term in 2024. They call them outhouses, but we're kind of next to that, and I just wanted to make sure that wasn't going up against somebody's house. So.
Sure, you won't find one somewhere.
It's Kenny Simpler's site, so there's a storage building there.
Yeah, it looks like a storage building on this. Yeah, yeah, and that's my other question. There's not any complaints. So. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for bringing that up.
That's all I had.
Okay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of a conditional use number 2361 Beach Fire Brewing Company, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2361? Anyone on the commission have any further questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office